This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration has ended all election security briefings to Congress just weeks before Americans cast their ballots for president. The top U.S. intelligence official, National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, told lawmakers that they would only be receiving written updates about election security to help ensure the information is not misunderstood or politicized. President Trump, meanwhile, said in Texas the decision was made because people on Capitol Hill got information and that information leaked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling the decision a shocking abdication of the lawful responsibility to keep Congress informed and a betrayal of the public's right to know how foreign powers are trying to subvert their democracy. President Donald Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
Norwegian cyclist Alexander Kristoff has won the opening stage of the Tour de France, which had been delayed by several weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak. Kristoff outsprinted Danish world champion Mads Pedersen in a 156-kilometer ride around Nice. New rules limit crowd sizes, and any team that has more than two members, including support staff, test positive for the virus, will be eliminated from